Necessary People. Written by Anna Petoniak. Read by Vanessa Johansson. Ascending the stairs, she caught my eye. "He's cute, right?" her shrugging look said. "This one is worth it." Earlier that year, Stella had declared that she was finished with men. Immaturity and frattish antics aside, the men at our college were simply boring, and Stella couldn't stand that. "You know what I mean, don't you?" she had said. "It's just not worth it." "Totally," I had replied, which was a lie and wasn't. Stella's intelligence often surprised me. Her categorical statements seemed silly, but were in fact insightful. Are the men you meet when you're 18 really worth the effort? Well, I had no experience with boys, so what did I know? But I could also see the truth she was getting at. See, this was why I loved Stella Bradley. There's a lot of bullshit in life, and not many people who can cut through it. "You're sure you want to drive?" I had asked on our way to the party. "It's freezing," she had said, backing out of the lot near our dorm. "And anyway, I'm too hungover to drink tonight." It was a cold night, a Saturday in the slump of February. She parked her SUV in the driveway outside the house. Later that night, with Stella occupied, I went home alone. The snow made for a long and slippery walk, but I was warm in a plush down jacket with a fur-trimmed hood, a jacket Stella had lent to me a few months earlier and insisted I keep. I stamped the slush from my feet on the sodden entrance mat to our dorm and fitted the key into our door. Midnight was an oddly quiet hour. Partygoers were still absent, the conscientious students already asleep. Over the years, I would grow used to this feeling. Empty bed, ticking clock, the chilly vacuum created by her absence. I was who I was because of her. I wanted the sight of her smile, the sound of her laughter, the warmth of her hand on my arm, the sense of her within easy reach. On quiet nights when I was alone and Stella was elsewhere, I wondered how pathetic this was. I mean, really, was it normal to think about another person so much? But this night, this particularly cold and snowy February night, was only 5 months into our friendship. As the months turned into years, questions like that would lose their sharpness, and the answers would become irrelevant. What we had, eventually I would see this, was nothing like a normal friendship. Around 3 a.m., unable to sleep, I began to worry. Stella had been tired that day. She'd been planning to sleep in her own bed. She said that she had sex like men did, leaving afterward, refusing to spend the night.